Hey, well, welcome to the Sparks team call for Monday, May 20th, 2013. Tonight we have one of our featured monthly direct jobber interviews, and we have an exciting guest, actually a couple tonight, that I think everybody's going to enjoy and get inspired from. Some longtime AMSOIL dealers that have been very successful in their business. But first off, you know, we have to have some announcements here, and I just can't talk enough about the convention. We're at 55 days and counting from the AMSOIL convention, and it's not too late to get registered. I talked to a relatively new dealer today. I encouraged him to seriously take a look at this. You think about your 3 to 5 year plans of your AMSOIL business, because you remember the next conference the next convention won't be for 5 years. So if you can make it to this convention, it's one of the most important things you could probably do in the next 5 years to really catapult your AMSOIL business. Now, the convention is the 18th through the 20th of July, and then the core technology is the 16th to the 18th, and then this is a training class which includes classes on engine lubrication, drivetrain lubrication, filtration, oil analysis, sales, diesel, small engine, power sports, and more. You'll get a lot of information in 2.5 days. This is basically the AMSOIL U, which is a 4-day class, condensed down to 2.5 days. Our team, a lot of folks on our team, are retaking the core technology, including myself, because things are always changing, and staying informed on all the new AMSOIL products, all the product changes, will only help us become better AMSOIL dealers. And besides, for the $150 while you're up there, it's an absolute steal for quality training. Another announcement is that our team calls are now available for download on iTunes. Thanks to Brian Frambach for helping getting this done. So if you have an iPhone or you use iTunes on your computer, you can subscribe, and then anytime any of the new calls are uploaded to the system, you'll get notification, and you can listen to them either from your cell phone while you're driving somewhere, or you can put them on your computer and listen to them that way too. It's a really kind of a cool thing. And if you don't have iTunes, which I don't use iTunes, that's why I have help from Brian, there's other programs you can use for your own personal devices. If you're a Droid-based person, you have a Droid phone, you can use an application called Beyond Pod. This is a free app. You can download it in the Google Play Store and put in the feed for that, and then these calls will come up on your phone, and you can listen to them anytime. The theme for this week's call is working your AMSOIL business as a couple. And I wanted to introduce tonight David and Eileen Hanschild out of Texas. Are you there, David and Eileen?
Yes, we are, Michael. We're glad to be here.
Well, thanks for getting on tonight, David and Eileen. I think we've known each other for about 13 years. I don't think I was very new in AMSOIL when we first met. I guess we probably met at the CAT school in May of 2000 in Dallas, Texas. I saw your picture in there. I've got a photograph of it, so that's probably the first time we met. But appreciate you guys getting on the call tonight, and I know you guys have really worked hard at your business over the years, and we're looking forward to doing this interview and maybe inspiring some dealers to better success in their AMSOIL business. So I know you guys work together a lot with your AMSOIL businesses, and let's just first start out, though, with an intro. Where you guys are from, and what your current AMSOIL title is.
Michael, we were both born and raised in Claiborne County, Texas, South Texas, Kingsville, and Rivera, which was, we're about 40 miles southwest of Corpus Christi, Texas, right on the Gulf Coast. Born and raised here. I grew up in Kingsville. Eileen grew up in Rivera. We're both in our second marriage, but my background, family history, beer business, all my life. We were beer distributors in the family from the late 40s all the way till, well, we sold our Miller distributorship in 1995. But involved in beer distribution, inventory, 100,000 cases of beer on the floor every day, lots of employees, It was a great business, great learning tool, but you know, as life goes on, big companies want to deal with fewer distributors or fewer people. We were selling 1 million cases a year the last 17 years we were in the business. Miller Brewing Company decided that we should sell 1.5 million. Well, we had probably, one of our counties, we had 80% share, Starr County, right on the Mexico border. The rest, we were in the 30s and 40%. We weren't going to get any more business, so we decided to sell out and kind of started to live on the ranch where we live right now, do a little ranching, but that wasn't really exactly what we wanted to do, so decided to... I had met David Bell at a Texas wholesale beer distributors convention in Austin or San Antonio. He enrolled the company, proceeded to not buy any Amsoil for 2 or 3 years. But when we sold the business, I just bought a Ford 1996 Ford Powerstroke. Decided that the company wasn't going to be doing my oil, and I needed to find something, you know, better product or whatever, and called David. He actually set us up as a ranch account, got oil for the truck, liked it. That was in the, probably 1990, well, it had to be 1996. Shortly thereafter, decided that the ranch, you know, the ranching part of it was going to be okay because we lived here or whatever, but you know, I was still young and needed something else to do, so got back to David and Carol Bell, and they enrolled us as a dealer, and next year in January did the first trade show. It was a Corpus Christi farm show in 1997 in January, and had a great experience, learned a lot from Dave and Carol in just one day, or a couple of days at the show, but that's kind of how we got in the beer business. I mean, in the Amsoil business.
Well, that's an interesting story. You got started at a beer convention. I can't imagine David going to a beer convention, but
it was great.
He had a beer booth set up. I'm sure he was there to work, right?
David Bell always works.
That's true.
He loved beer conventions too because beer was available all the time.
Hey, you guys, so you started in 96. What's your current title in Amsoil?
We're Regency Silver Direct Jobbers.
Okay. That so you climbed up the ladder just like everybody else is doing, one customer at a time. Huh?
Tell you what, Michael, it just doesn't, you know, come overnight. I mean, we had, you know, with David and Carol, had great sponsors, and we did trade shows, and we enrolled lots of people and businesses. But it still took time to get up to this level. I mean, it's just, and you know how it goes, and, you know, you're here too. And, you know, the higher you get, the bigger the difference between the levels. It actually takes work to get here.
Yeah, I agree. So you found it while you were with your last company, and then after you sold the company out, you decided you couldn't work on the ranch, and you wanted to find something else, and you decided to become an Amsoil dealer. Did you guys get really serious right off the bat, or did you try the products for a little bit and then decide to get going, or did you just go right in it with the gusto when you first got started with the Amsoil?
Everybody should use the product. I mean, that's just mandatory. If you don't use the product in everything that you have that you could use it in, you're not doing Amsoil justice. If you don't know the products and how well they work, you will not have the confidence to get out and put people direct and grow your business. It just won't work. You've got to do it and to find out just exactly how great these products are. That's what we did. But we were fortunate to have Dave and Carol with us, and you know, he actually stayed with us even through the beer business. Always in touch, sending things out. The follow up that he does, he and Carol both, is the best in the business. I mean, that's why they where they are today, and we've learned so much from them, and we still learn every day.
The times are changing. In 1996, I don't even think anybody had cell phones. So, you know, we got to just change with the times and, like you say, always be learning something new so that you can apply it to you and how you can apply it to your business. And you're never too old to learn, that's for sure. So what type of business did you primarily focus on, and has that changed over the years?
We have really kind of done the whole spectrum of business. We're not, you know, sticking to one category or the other. Trade shows, we do trade shows from farm shows to race shows to SEMA, which is, you know, aftermarket parts shows. We do local shows. We do home and garden shows. We actually go out and look for customers wherever they are. And we always do our best to put them factory direct, let them buy wholesale, and that's just the way we want to do the business. Now, other dealers will inventory and, you know, sell direct and deliver or whatever. Well, through my experience in the beer business with lots of, you know, inventory, employees, deliveries, you know, we're just not going to do that. It just ties you down. We want to be able to have fun. We want to be able to go travel, you know, see the country, but always doing the AMSOIL business wherever we go. And that's the benefit is just tremendous.
And you get to have fun while you're working, and sometimes you can't even hardly call it work. You know, I know you guys really work hard on when you do get serious on doing trade shows, but if you get to travel somewhere together and, you know, work at a show for a couple of days, and you get to see the sights there maybe a day or two and get home and work on your customers. But, you get to have fun while you're working at your business. And
that's what this business is. Network marketing is the best business for anybody to be in.
Well, I would agree, that's for sure. And when you guys let's talk a little bit about shows, because somebody told me you're like one of the kings in trade shows. You can sign somebody up better than anybody. So what have you learned? How did you guys really get good at doing trade shows?
Well, to be honest, when we started out, we did trade shows with Dave and Carol Bell, and I stood next to David Bell for a few years there, you know, on my side of the booth or whatever, but listening to him, and that is the best way to learn anything. If you can be with your sponsor, do a show, or go out with them or whatever and learn from somebody like David and Carol Bell, you're just miles ahead. I mean, that's just the way you do it.
Exactly. Having a mentor, and I've done one show with David and Carol, but you're right. You get that high. You don't have to figure it out yourself. They kind of spearheaded for us and figured all out, how to make a smooth, how to make it smooth when you first talk to a prospect to getting them registered and moving on to the next one. And I suppose you have a system down, and that would include Eileen. Does she work with you at trade shows?
I wouldn't be doing them if she wasn't there. I mean, we're a team. That's how how this program should work. I'm very fortunate to have Eileen with me to help do the shows. We support each other. When we first started out, she didn't really want to be out front, you know, talking to people or whatever, but she just took care of all the paperwork, which she still does today, you know, as we speak today. But if I've got to leave or do something else or, you know, take a break, she's right there, right up front doing everything, you know, doing the bringing the people in, talking to them, enrolling them. But that's how you do this business. You learn, you listen, and if you're open and honest to your customers, tell them exactly what, you know, the AMSOIL is or what it does, that's all you need to do.
Yeah, I agree. So, and it's fun to work together. Alicia and I work well together, and we just enjoy working our business together. It's just a fun thing, and we all have strengths, and you just figure those strengths out. What one person's good at, the other person might be good at something else. And I know that on my side of the fence, I'm not as detail oriented. I like to talk, but is that true for you guys, or are you the detail guy?
With me, Eileen's a people person too, but I'm a people person. I like to talk. My paperwork and all, my writing is not as good as it should be, so that's where she really fills in and fast doing it and accurate and the teamwork is the key.
You call that self-preservation, so you don't have to try to figure it out later.
Did I write Jim there, or did it say Jan or whatever? Eileen, on day to day, what do you do on a day to day basis with your AMSOIL business? What's your daily activities?
Well, we both check email often, and I am the one who I keep track of all the contacts, and if they have any corrections, or I check out all the reports on AMSOIL to see what's going on, and you know, all of that kind of things. And I do labels, and he helps do the materials that we want to send out when we send out our thank you letters and all of that.
But we're always getting back to our customers, not as much as we should, but we are doing it. We're really getting better at it we just got into Constant Contact here lately as an email service that really lets you send out, you know, many emails without spamming, and we're getting more into that. Phone calls, we actually get a lot of good phone calls, during the week from new and old customers. So it's really interesting doing what we do.
Well, and, you know, following up, you know, there's some companies, their whole division is just follow-up or customer service or whatever you want to call it, you know, and we have to do it all. We have to get new customers. We have to do some follow-up. We have to, put out any fires or whatever. And of course, now we have to work with our team, which brings me to the next question. Talking about team building, I know we mentioned multi-level marketing a few minutes ago, but do you recommend dealers to get started right away working with a team, or should they concentrate on getting customers and accounts, or should they do both?
You know, you should do both, but you really need to get your own customers. That's how we started with commercial, farmers, ranchers, plumbing companies. Start out where you live. All these companies are there for you. But you've just got to go out, meet with them, get them enrolled, get them the information, get them buying to build your base to where you are, you know, get up to that 3,000 commission level on your own, where you're not, you know, relying on other dealers to do it. Because, you know, it's just get that 3,000 as you're going. When we first started, you know, we had the dealer program, but we were enrolling more preferred customers than we were dealers.
But
we didn't have the PC program. That, you know, everybody had to be a dealer if you were going to buy direct. So, but if you build your business locally, get your commission credit level up where you don't have to worry about being a DJ each month, then start making some money, and then you can, that just, for some reason, it just changes the way you think, how you sound, and then the people will come in, other dealers will come in with you because of the confidence that you have.
Well, that makes sense. That's for sure. And I think, you know, the commercial retail program, that's a great, I think it's the best program for anybody starting out. And I would agree, because it's the most bang for your buck. You're earning a much better commission on that than you are in the dealer, even the PC program, so you get that volume up a little bit, then it makes a little bit more sense. I wouldn't turn a dealer away that wants to sign up, would you? But definitely concentrate on the commercial retail, huh?
No, you're right. And more commercial than retail. Retail is hard to work with. They really aren't. But commercial PC right now, build your business, get buyers.
But
we always take anybody who wants to be a dealer, and we want to help them in every way we can.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a lot of success pulling commercial guys or retail on the shelves to transferring those people to dealers. So later on down the road, you know, they can partake in that as well and you know, get some of those commissions if they so choose.
Yeah. Well, especially retail accounts, when we do a trade show, you know, it's easier to enroll them as a retail on an account to start them out that way because instead of trying to explain the dealer program, but they all know that when we get them enrolled as a retail, that there's more to come for them. You know, the dealer program is there, but we always let them know that we will follow up with that.
Yeah, yeah. What about retiring? Are you planning on retiring from AMSOIL or anything?
Why would you retire?
I don't know. I'm asking
the
question.
I mean, you got the benefits, home-based business, network marketing. Anywhere you go is business, tax deductions like a big corporation. No, we will not retire.
I'm with you. I don't ever plan on retiring. It's one of these businesses that you can do and help people, and it's just it's wonderful. You're right. Network marketing with the AMSOIL business model.
Yeah.
We've got the product and the business model.
That's what we're doing. We just really enjoy doing it. And it's just a shame that we have put lots of people directly to AMSOIL, Factory Direct, and we've had many more than have bought that have not bought a drop of AMSOIL, and we feel like we let them down for some reason. I mean, it's just, you know, these products are just far and away the best in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Eileen, seems that many spouses in AMSOIL feel like this is a man's business. What would you say to a woman, either that as a dealer or part of a husband and wife team?
I would say that I enjoy going with David to the trade shows and doing this. I don't know. It's kind of hard to let him go off and leave me at home. And I just listened and I learned, and I can pretty much hold my own, and I guess I have the confidence of talking to people, and if it's something that I don't know, I don't try to give them an answer. I'll say, just a minute, let me ask David, or I'll get back to you. But no, I think it's a great thing. It's worked out well for us. We each have our own little things that we do to get ready for the trade shows and our own little responsibilities, and it's been working good for us.
Well, good. Would you say that AMSOIL check, you get half of that, right? So if a spouse is wanting to make that check increase, giving a little assistance, could easily do that. What do you think?
I think so. Yes, and I think it's good because I do help with all getting the packets out and with the literature and all of that and. Get the accounts entered in so that we have track of them. I kind of organize all of that and make the file folders, and you know, it's something that I can do that's not too complicated. And it's I don't know that David would have time to do all of it if he was working it by himself.
It definitely is a lot. For a lot of years, I had to do it all myself, it's definitely nice. It's a great team building exercise. You know, companies do this, and then they also have for people that are married, they call them marriage counselors. Well, I don't know if working together and helping each other do things better, that's almost like kind of a counseling session. I think it builds stronger relationships.
It does.
So definitely true. Going on to training, how important do you feel that it is to attend training, like these calls or the AMSOIL corporate training or anything like that? Do you guys been to a lot of AMSOIL training?
We try to never miss any. We believe in learning, learning every day, whether it's from AMSOIL or motivational tapes or just like the person you introduced us to, Eric, here a couple of weeks ago. You know, that's all tremendous. And you got to take it all, listen to it, learn it, listen over and over again to the information. I go to the AMSOIL website and just go click on different products and read about them and always there's always something that you've missed before. So it's training is the key to anything you do. And, you know, you just got to keep learning every day.
And the convention, I guess you've been to all the conventions since you've been a dealer that you possibly could?
Yes, we have. And you know, everybody, if they can't listen in, if you could possibly go to the convention and AU coming up in July, it'll be the best thing you ever did in your life to see and meet the AMSOIL people, meet the Amatuzio, see the facilities, see what this company is, the state-of-the-art facilities they have. If you meet the people who run the business that you're involved in, that's the key. And you know, from the beer business to all the different breweries we're involved with, AMSOIL, the Amatuzio family, the people they brought in, state-of-the-art. I mean, they just outperform anything we've been involved with in the past. So it's, you know, that's why we're doing this business.
Yeah, definitely going up to the company, it will change you. It will do something. You will come back a changed person if you have never been there. And if you've been there, it doesn't matter if you've been there once, five, or I guess 12 or 13 times for me. You just come back with something else that you just can't believe. You know, it's just an amazing experience. I would agree with you guys as far as training and stuff goes. If you were starting over today, what would you do differently?
Nothing. We feel like we've done what we should have done. Maybe a little more follow-up. Well, I know a lot more follow-up than we've done, and that's where we're going to try to make up for that here from now on or whatever. But, no, it's we've had a great time, had a great run, and more to come. And it's just, you know, just glad to be with AMSOIL.
Great. You guys are just getting started, so it's not a great run. Your run's just getting started now, and this is where the fun begins, as they say, and it's pretty nice every month that you have all these relationships you've built all over the country, and you've got a dealer network that's, you know, I don't know how big that is, but I'm sure it's pretty significant. And, you know, it's just like you say, it's the greatest business that there is as far as I'm concerned. I compare them all the time, and I haven't found a better one.
And you're right about the relationships. You never know who you're going to become best friends with, and it's all over the country, and that's what we really enjoy. It's the friendships we've made through the years, and we still have customers for the first trade show we did. In Corpus and some of the bigger ones out, you know, in Iowa and different places like that. So it's
wow,
it's really nice.
Excellent. Any last comments that you guys like to talk about or anything?
No, key thing, just work hard, enjoy the business, use the products, go to AU, go to the convention. This AMSOIL company is going to be, with what they're doing today, you never know what they're going to be doing tomorrow. The Amatuzio family, Alan Amatuzio, Dean Alexander, are just, they're tremendous people, and, you know, we're excited. We're going to be here.
Well, excellent. I'm glad you're going to be there, and, you know, like I said, just like you and I, we've become friends over the last 13 years. We're not even the same group. We go and visit, drink a beer together up at the convention, or if we meet somewhere, DJ conventions we've been to together, and just enjoy seeing you guys and catching up. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I appreciate guys getting on the call tonight for sure.
Well, we appreciate you having us on, and we do enjoy listening. It's been fun listening to your programs.
Michael, you do a great job.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, and we'll see you in less than 2 months. So with that, everybody, I appreciate everybody listening in tonight, and if you didn't get a chance to listen in on the replay. So with that, good night.
Night.
Good night.
Night.